When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to DC Standem, your guided tour of the DC multiverse. I'm your host, Mike Cicchini, the editor-in-chief at DennyGeek.com. And each week, I'm bringing you discussions with writers, artists, actors, and experts covering everything from DC Comics, DC TV shows, to the big screen of the DCEU. So this one is the first of a three-part series on the awesome new era that's dawning in the Superman comics at the moment. And yes, it's kind of a short interview, but it's a really cool one because I am always so thrilled to get to talk to Dan Jurgens. He is one of my favorite Superman creators of all time, and now he's working with Lee Weeks again for backup stories in upcoming issues of Action Comics beginning in 2023. So this seemed like a perfect time to talk with him again, especially because the Death of Superman 30th Anniversary special just hit. So I would say, think of this episode as kind of like a sequel to an earlier conversation that I had with Dan. You can go back in the archives and check that one out too, where we were previewing the Death of Superman 30th Anniversary special. And this time we talk about some of the details in it, including the menacing new villain Doombreaker. And Dan gives us a little bit of an idea about what to expect in those Action Comics backups. So it's going to be a good year for the Superman books. And again, this is the first of a three-part series. We have other interviews with other Superman creators coming in the next couple episodes of DC Standem. But right now, let's talk to Dan Jurgens. So you are back on Action Comics.
Back on Action Comics, yes.
And you are reunited with Lee Weeks.
Yes, indeed.
Can we talk about why Lee Weeks is not like a household name?
Lee should be a household name because he is so incredibly talented. And the wonderful thing about working with Lee on this story is that the focus is the Kent family. And it takes place a couple of years ago when, you know, John is still, say, like your typical 9 or 10 year old kid who just happens to have some emerging superpowers. But at the same time, I think Lee is the perfect artist for this because his sensitivity to John as a kid and both Clark and Lois's parents and them as a family unit is wonderful. And he's just a brilliant artist anyway. So it's always great to work with Lee.
What I like about this concept, and this is officially, are you officially calling this Lois and Clark 2? Is that what this is called? How is this working?
I hate to say this. I'm not sure what we're calling it. They said something to that effect in there, and it was the first time I heard that.
Okay.
What we have is, if we go back to pre-Rebirth, when Lee and I did the Superman, Lois, and Clark miniseries, the idea was to show how they lived as a family unit with John, kind of in secret, because Clark always understands the idea of being a target and everything. And so we're going back to some of those same sensibilities, life on the farm, how was Clark doing things when he wasn't quite known as being Superman in the red and blue costume, which is a hint about the black costume, of course, but it's that fun time of them just living as a family and really coming together, which readers really loved. And we're going to touch on that again, spinning off out of the 30th anniversary Death of Superman special.
Well, that's a perfect way to get into this because yes. What I love about this Action Comics backup is that it puts that story in the Death of Superman special in like a completely new light now, because we have a new villain in Doombreaker.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea that like that original Lois and Clark miniseries kind of to that Death of Superman special and now into what you're doing in Action. It's just like a nice kind of progression for, you know, for readers. But obviously
Doombreaker wasn't going to be a one and done. He's too cool.
Mm-hmm.
So
the idea is that how do you make that work in terms of something that the family would do? What pulls us into the story? And we drop a couple of hints of that in the 30th anniversary special. So people might be able to intuit where this is going to go. But, you know, John is going to be somewhat at the center of events at that point. And what does he do? How does he respond as this 10-year-old kid who has just taken in all this information where he found out that his father had died years earlier, came back to life, you know, and he found out about Doomsday and now Doombreaker, seeing that in the streets of Metropolis? What pulls all of that together and gets us going off on the next story? And I think when we did the death of Superman way back when, part of what we did was we used that as an effective launch platform for more story material. And we're just happening to do that again now. So it's, I think it's great fun.
Obviously, Death of Superman is like kind of the ultimate touchstone of that era of Superman for a lot of people. But having spoken to Philip Kennedy Johnson today and Joshua Williamson today, and, you know, seeing what has been happening in Action Comics over the last year, other elements of that era of Superman are suddenly becoming much more important to broader Superman mythology again, mm-hmm. you know, in ways that they haven't in a long time. So I'm just curious, like, how that feels for you, you know, and if there's anything in particular that you want to kind of keep bringing to this now.
You know, first of all, it's always gratifying to see that people use your work as, whether it's inspiration or a frame of reference, whatever it might be. It is fun to see. I think it's also good for Superman and the Superman franchise because that stuff was really successful. And, you know, not just the death of Superman, but even the connectivity we had among the books, the continuity that we built, which doesn't mean as a writer you have to be a slave to that, but people responded very well to it. And they did for a reason, and I'd like to think it was because it was good, strong material that fit Superman very, very well. And what we can do now is use some of that to keep that going, because I think part of the trick of doing Superman well is to have the proper sensitivity toward the character and the supporting cast, because he's so unique. I mean, Superman's world is unique. He's unique as a character. And if everyone understands what those sensibilities are, that results in good story.
Can I just tell you how happy I was to see Mr. Z get a name drop in the 30th anniversary special?
It was always fun to go back and do that stuff. And I think there again, it is part of what people remember well. And I think part of the trick is to walk this fine line a little bit that is that observant somewhat to the past while also trying to build into the present. And by that, I mean, we just, whether it's, you're referring to Bruce Wayne's origin as Batman, when we see the Waynes die on the streets of Gotham City, whether it's, you know, Clark's rocket ship landing, comics are still built on story work that came before. And we try and keep that up and stay consistent with that while also adding new material to freshen it up.
Last thing, what do you think people need to know about Doombreaker?
He is both related to, but different from, Doomsday. And there's a very conscious effort that went into trying to create something different here, that at the same time, you know, can reference back to what was obviously a very popular Superman villain.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And that is it for another episode of DC Stand'em. Keep it right here for more exclusive interviews and special surprises from the world of DC TV, movies, and of course, DC Comics. The next two parts of our new Superman trilogy are coming soon, because I have really fun interviews with Philip Kennedy Johnson about Action Comics, which, by the way, is the best Superman comic in like 20 years, and Joshua Williamson about his brand new Superman series. You won't want to miss these. So make sure that you're following at DC Standem on Twitter and Instagram so that you know when these episodes drop. Don't forget to check out our web home at dendageek.com where you can find all our DC coverage. Go straight to dendageek.com/DC for that. I would say drop me a line on Twitter. I'm at Way Out Stuff, but who knows how much longer Twitter's even going to be around. But again, DC Standem on Instagram and Twitter are the ways to keep yourself up to date on all the new episodes as they drop. And hey, did you know? You probably know by now, but just in case you forgot, we also have a Marvel show. That's right. You can also listen to Marvel Standem wherever you're listening to this show right now. Check it out. And sometimes we do our Standems live. And guess what? We are not exclusive to Twitch anymore. While we do encourage you to go to twitch.tv/DendageekTV and subscribe there, you can also check out live broadcasts of Marvel Standem and probably DC Standem too, if you want a little taste of things to come, on our Facebook and YouTube pages. But those are the Den of Geek pages. So make sure you are following Den of Geek on all major platforms. We are Den of Geek US on Facebook, Den of Geek US on YouTube, at Den of Geek, and at Den of Geek US on Twitter. It's a whole thing. We really need to consolidate it. I'm working on it, folks, I promise. But anyway, come back next week for more cool Superman interviews. This has been DC Standem on the Den of Geek Network. Until next time, remember, folks, we stand together.